I know these games are never easy. We know that already. What's annoyed you most? What's pleased you most?
Well, clearly the opening period, and never give ourselves a real chance to get a foothold in the game. You know, we can't be as passive and milky, if that's the right word, in terms of our defending. Clearly, opening periods of any game against any opposition is vitally important. You've got to get a foothold in the game. You've got to set your stall outs and work from that point onwards. And obviously, concede so easily and so readily in that opening period. The game's gone before it's even started. And any game plan that we had beforehand in terms of what we wanted to do, what we worked on in the week, goes out the window, unfortunately. So I have to say, second half, I was more pleased. I thought we showed more desire and more intent in terms of what we were asking for before the game and in the first half, which we didn't get. So second half we were better, made any couple of good chances, and you never know, maybe we could have made the scoreline a little bit more respectable. As it was, this game had gone in the first 20 minutes, so we were never going to get anything in terms of points, which probably no one expected us to be able to do that. But from our point of view, first half wasn't the required standard. Listen, Man City, an outstanding team, and they've done that to good teams here before. And it's difficult sometimes when the momentum's going against you and you're up against the quality that we face today. But you've got to make a better fist of it, certainly in that opening period, than we're capable of. And that's a concern for me, because we've got a lot of good qualities, but in terms of just getting stuck in, understanding what's needed, and that little bit of aggression in our play, which at times I think we're lacking. We need to find that from somewhere.
Yeah, we just thought they stood off the two Silvers too much in the midfield and just let them turn and have the ball. And I would imagine you were furious because they just weren't snapping at the heels much.
Listen, give them credit. They're outstanding at what they do. They look to draw you to the ball. As soon as they draw you to the ball, then they pop it off. So sometimes it looks like you're not getting up to the ball, but you're conscious of the fact that as soon as you do, then they're going to pop it off, and all of a sudden you're having one twos behind you, and players again played into good areas of the field of play. So there's a little bit of an understanding of that, but clearly there's moments when you can be really aggressive and force the issue collectively and individually, and we didn't recognise them today. I think in the last two games before this one, we've been good in that regard, but today, given the quality of the opposition, I think we were just a little bit apprehensive in terms of really, really committing to what we talked about beforehand.
If I'm looking for positives, I thought Long and Ings being back together was a positive, and I thought Obafemi did well when he came on, came out of the blue to come on.
Yeah, well, I wanted to have a look at that. I thought, obviously, today might be the opportunity to do that, not preempting the result before him, but I'm thinking, well, we're up against Man City. I need to know if he's going to be an option for us. He's got an outstanding pace, which will always frighten teams if you bring somebody with good pace on late on in game. So he may well become an option for us. So it was important that I looked at that. But, yeah, I thought Longy and Ingsy did well. I thought Shane Long was excellent in terms of just carrying the fight at the top end of the pitch. He got splattered a few times and just picked himself up and got going again. Gets a lot of stick. He's a centre forward, and you'll always be judged on your goals. And unfortunately, his goal return incident isn't great. We understand that, but he gives us so much more in terms of his energy and his endeavour.
And you've looked more of a threat. You know, to be fair, you had to break them up when they went to Liverpool because of Ings. Then he got his toe injury. You've looked more of a threat in that 4-4-2 with those two than any other combination. And you've tried a few.
Yeah, well, we need to look and see which is the best combination that we got. And you get close sometimes and you think, yeah, that could be the one that's going to carry us forward. And then sometimes you get a little bit disappointed with the level of performance. But listen, it's food for thought. This game won't define our season, clearly. It was always going to be a hard task today. But you just feel that allowing the game to slip away so quickly was a disappointment for everybody.